Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but check it, never duplicated. I've been doing this for four decades, right? Knocking out bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, hey, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ. Means at one point in time, I could fight. And I'm an award-winning boxing writer. In fact, I was twice North American Boxing Writer of the Year. Straight up, we're talking boxing today. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are a week away from the World Heavyweight Championship going down, of course, in of all places, Saudi Arabia. And of course, the Saudi Arabians are taking over boxing. The Turk, whatever you want to call him, the Sheik, he just bought Ring Magazine away from Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar got $9 billion there. Oh my God, $9 million for a dead rag. Think about that. The magazine died when it went into digital form, okay? It just died. There's no doubt about it. The circulation is just not what it was at one point in time. But now, the Sheik has got it back, and evidently, he's been trying to put it back on newsstands. Good luck with that. But I guess he could sell it at a loss, because you would have to sell it at a loss, having written for some of the bigger boxing magazines, like British Boxing Monthly and things like that. I saw the magazines decline, of course, their popularity was turned, because that's how a lot of us got our boxing and wrestling news, was we would buy these monthly boxing magazines and monthly wrestling magazines, and of course, the news would be a month old, or they would try to push it up a month as far as procrastinating, or maybe coming up with future fights, things like that. But the bottom line is, those were the heart and Bible of boxing, no doubt about it. Of course, that was led by Ring Magazine. Now Ring Magazine is owned by the Saudi Arabians. In fact, the Saudi Arabians are taking over the sport of boxing, and of course, they made their move on the UFC as well. Straight up, Saudi's taking over. I hope not. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. Fine.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How many people in the world in the history of boxing would you say could have beaten you?
Well, me? Well, it's hard to say. I watched some films of Jack Johnson, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Johnny O'Sullivan, Gene Tooney, Ezra Charles, Walcott. And those fighters in those days, they didn't dance much. They just stood there and traded a lot of punches. I would say football teams today are better and stronger and healthier baseball teams than they were then, and the boxers are too. So Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Jack Johnson, Jack Dempsey were good in that day. I would say a four-motor jet prop plane that we flew a few months ago was good then, but now you like the jets. See, so you couldn't compare a jet with a prop, but still the prop was good for its time.
Bring us back with the sounds of the Average White Band. You can check them out online at Average White Band. Here or anything, averagewhiteband.com. There or anything but average, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last week, you got to give Emmanuel Navarrete a little bit of credit. I mean, he took out Oscar Valdez the way you're supposed to. When you're dominated, when you're supposed to dominate somebody, you go out there and you smoke them like a blunt, guess what? Then you deserve props. And Navarrete deserves props. He hasn't deserved any props, I think, for quite a while. Straight up, I haven't been the biggest fan of him. And, of course, now the 122-pound champion, 126-pound champion, now the 130-pound champion, I believe, tried to make it at 135 and couldn't. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are waiting for Socrates Palmer on the line as I speak, and my producer's talking to him. He's got him on the line, all right? Of course, we are rocking and rolling. It's a little bit early. This is a 24-hour preview, per se. This is the Saturday show done on Friday. Why am I doing it on Friday? Because Saturday, we are busy as hell. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Hey, I got to tell you, the current heavyweight champion, of course, is Oleg Usyk, a guy that I'm not all impressed with. Everybody knows that. Of course, he's from the Ukraine. He beat Tyson Fury decisively. Of course, the last time I thought people say, oh, no, he didn't win or it was draw, things like that. No. I thought he won the fight, no doubt about that. But the bottom line is, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And I think that, without a doubt, that you know, that size matters here, and it's going to be all about size. So straight up, are we ready to go? No. Oh, my God. Socrates is giving me a bad time on the phone as far as his timing is concerned. Not a great day on the radio, folks. One of those days. Anyway, let's talk about last week. Kubrat Pulev. Who is he? Well, remember, I think he's from not a very good fighter, but the bottom line is he's got money behind him. Of course, you've got money behind you. You can get in with the WBA or the World of Bunko and Anarchy, of course, or the WBC, the World of Bunko and Chicanery. In other words, the sanctioning bodies, be it they be, of course, the International Boxing Federation. We call that the International Black Federation because they favor black fighters. But anyway, WBA number 7 ranked Kubrat Pulev. They call him the Cobra. Yeah, right. 32-3, 14 KOs. He beat regular WBA heavyweight champion. They call him the world champion. I'm not kidding you not. Mahmood Char. I have no idea. Mahmood Char has been this guy that Don King's kept under wraps down there in Florida. He's had him fighting across the pond, I think, a couple times. Bottom line is, this fight went down in Bulgaria. Char is now 34-5, 20 kills. Char was the biggest disgrace I think I've ever seen in boxing in a long time as far as heavyweight champions terms. We've had some bad heavyweight champions. Are we ready to go yet? We're still not ready to go. Are we having phone line issues? Is that it? It's him? All right, oh my God, come on. Anyway, Char, of course, the Don King's heavyweight champion, per se, and I'm not too thrilled to say that, but as far as the heavyweight champion's concerned, Oleg Usyk, 22-0, of course, putting that title on the line next week when he meets Tyson Fury in the big rematch, as I said, down there in Saudi Arabia. So, you know, Tyson Fury, like, once beaten, but he should have been twice beaten because Francis Ngannou licked him like a stamp. Remember the MMA guy? I mean, that was, the boxing establishment was not about to let some MMA guy step in and beat their guy. It wasn't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So they made sure that Tyson Fury won that fight. Very controversially by one point. Okay, now we connect with the East Coast. No Skype, regular phone, straight up. It's Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD. Sir, do you know who Mahmood Char is?
He holds a trinket of the 200-plus pound weight division.
That's a good way to put it. Until last week, and Kubrat Pulev beat him. Pretty sad when those two guys are battling for something called the heavyweight championship of the world, ain't it?
It is a joke.
Well, it went down in Bulgaria. I mean, that's where this guy's from, and he's 43 years old. I mean, come on, Pulev, Kubrat Pulev, he's nothing special.
No, I mean he's a tough guy. You know, he's been in there. He fought Vladimir Klitschko. That's how long Pulev has been around,
Well, Daniel licks him like a stamp. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, Daniel's our resident big guy around here.
I think the last time I heard of Pulev, he was fighting allegations of some sexual harassment. He had some reporter that was, seen on his lap, and then I guess things went left, and she called,
Wait. The reporter's on his lap. Unless he grabbed her and forced her to sit on his lap, that ain't on him.
No. She could have tripped and fell.
Yeah, it ain't on him, man. That's cracked me up. Do you see that provocative picture? Yeah, well, it takes two people to make a provocative picture to an extent. And, of course, a woman has to be a big part of that.
Absolutely. All right. That's the last I heard of Pulev.
All right, so speaking of the heavyweight champion, of course, Oleg Usyk from Ukraine, he just doesn't get my respect. Am I just losing it, or do I see something other people don't?
That Usyk doesn't get your respect?
No, here's why I say that. I'll expand. I don't think he's anything special. I mean, he's got little. He gets in and out pretty good, but I don't. You know, there's nothing. Put it this way. I don't know if I had a heavyweight that was 235 or 240 pounds, I'd be too concerned about him. I think a bigger guy with a good jab, like a Larry Holmes or something like that, I think a lot of good guys beat him. But the bottom line is, right now he's the heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, he beat Tyson Fury, and Tyson Fury probably lost to Ngannou. I thought he lost to Ngannou in that MMA versus boxing type of thing. But the bottom line is, Tyson Fury looks soft. He doesn't look soft anymore, Sock.
No, he looks like he realizes that his livelihood is at stake here, despite the massive payday he got the last time out. And like you said, he looked like spit against Ngannou. He took this camp serious, and he's going to be a much different out for Usyk. So I'm sure Usyk is probably putting the same work. I'm an Usyk guy. I respect him, the guy, undisputed cruiserweight champ. Then, he beat the man who beat the man, early in the year. So, I mean, I don't know what's really not to like about him, other than the fact that, okay, he probably doesn't speak the best English. But the guy fights, man. And he is a blown-up middleweight. He fought in the Olympics.
Yeah.
He fought in the Olympics.
And so was Floyd Patterson. And eventually that size caught up with him.
That is true. Eventually it does catch up to you. But he has grown into it, and he has those skills that a lot of heavyweights don't have.
What about Flintstone Vitamins?
It's a possibility. If not Flintstone Vitamins, something very close to it, I don't think that he would necessarily, what's the word, play himself, you know, doing stuff. I mean, he's been around for a long time, you know, and in the amateurs, sometimes guys get caught. You know, the Klitschko's got caught in the amateurs, right? You know, and there's always rumors about certain guys. He doesn't look like, you know, he doesn't have an Evan Fields body, you know? So, you know, could he be doing something? Yes. I always believe that the science is ahead of the testing. That's for sure.
Okay, here's the news. Just came across Flash. Clarissa Shields returns February 2nd in Flint, Michigan. Let me read this to you. Reigning WBC Women's Heavyweight Champion Clarissa Shields, 15-0, 3 KOs, will defend her title plus fight for the vacant WBA Heavyweight title against undefeated Daniel Ogden, 5-0, 2 KOs on Sunday, February 2nd. Oh, wait, Daniel Perkins. I'm sorry, it was off. Ogden Perkins, same thing. Bottom line is, this is going down February the 2nd. I'm not too high on Clarissa Shields. Another woman that can't punch, and if she could punch, I think I'd get behind her. But I tell you what, that one fight that she had, I think she lost it as a MMA person or something like that, but she was pretty humble afterwards, and I gave her props for that.
Yeah, you know, look, outside of boxing, she, you know, she does these cringe interviews full of quotes like that she could lick Triple G in a fight, like just stupid things, you know, and it's kind of hard for most people to get behind her. She's got a great story. Is actually has come to life in the movie theaters right now. I believe, I don't know if it's coming, if it's out yet or it's coming. It's a biopic on her life. Of course, her Olympic pedigree. As a pro, she's undefeated. She has the chutzpah to go in and duke it out MMA style, which is very honorable.
It's scary. That's not honorable. That's scary.
And also probably an indication of the fact of money, you know, that she can't make. She had to take that risk, and I believe it was PFL, and they pay pretty good, from my understanding. You know, I thought that she, her defining moment was when she went to the UK and beat up that girl. She got her comeback from the Olympics and beat her pretty soundly. I don't know how much is left for her to prove. She's got a lot of mouth. She calls herself the GOAT. I personally push back against that. I think there's other fighters that have accomplished more against better competition.
You mean like Leila Ali?
No, I didn't mean Leila Ali.
Good old Leila. I remember at Howard University, we had a press conference, and she was on the dice listening to that. I said to her, "Hey, when are you going to fight Ann Wolfe?" And she goes, "Who?" I said, "You know, that would be like me asking Joe Frazier who your father was."
It's a good thing.
And she just moved on to another question.
I think Yaya McClain is a very smart man for keeping her away from Ann Wolfe all those years.
But isn't that the guy that spent all her money at the blackjack table in Las Vegas?
Yeah, and allegedly, you know, got caught having an affair and, you know, kind of killed the golden goose.
He blew up like four or five. Supposedly, he gambled away close to $4 or $5 million of her money. That's a lot of money. And to give that clown access to that kind of money, you got to be an idiot.
I mean, people make mistakes when they're in love, you know?
No doubt. All right, let's go back to the boxing headlines. Am I supposed to be impressed with Richardson Hitchens, the new IBF champion, now 19-0, 7 KOs, of course, beat Liam Paro, who was 25-0, 15 KOs. The scores were, get this, man, I couldn't believe it, 117-111 for Paro, 116-112, and 116-112 for Hitchens. So 8-4 and 8-4 for Hitchens the other way, and then one judge had it 9-3 the other way, and that judge was Nelson Vasquez of Puerto Rico. Now, I'm calling for his ban for life. What do you think?
You know what? I wouldn't blame you. That was a crazy scorecard. 117-111. If you want to give Liam Paro the benefit of the doubt in a few rounds, but to have it that one-sided, that's ridiculous. Richardson Hitchens, my hat's off to the young man. He made adjustments on the spot. I thought by the fifth round, he was behind. His corner gave him a pep talk, and he just nullified everything that Paro could do. You know, he used his jab. He used his range tremendously. Boxed him beautifully. I think Richardson Hitchens is right now at 140 pounds, probably the most difficult guy to fight, just because he's just a solid fighter. He doesn't make any mistakes. Not a huge puncher. but
how come? Wait, time out. Why are we producing non punchers in boxing nowadays? I mean, it's going that way. It really is. I mean,
great question.
Do you think I'm right on that? Are there less punchers in boxing now than there were 10 or 20 years ago? Punchers per se.
Wow, that's a great question. Maybe, you know, I wish I had time, you know, really do some number crunching. Are there still great punchers? If you could count them on one hand, then you might be onto something. You know, you talk about Bam Rodriguez, and that, you know, comes to mind, in Inoue, who's the best pop-a-pop fighter in my view. So, but yeah, why is it? It could be technique. It could be maybe too much time in the amateurs has ruined certain fighters. But that's a great question. I'd have to.
You know what, bro? You know what it boils down to? It's the reluctance to step into it. Do we need to take a break? This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. We'll be right back after this break.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Cutting some cake, 29 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The internet's not working here in the studio. The Twitch wasn't working for a while. Here's what happened. Some homeless dweeb broke into the basement, okay, and ripped out the circuit breakers and all that kind of good stuff. Listen, you remember they killed that CEO last week? Remember I sort of condoned that on the air, sort of said, you know, it wasn't so bad. Guess what? I hate to put it to you like this, but man, these people are really getting out to the point where you need to start making people scared again. People aren't afraid to do anything anymore. I used to be a policeman, okay? People used to be afraid of the police and afraid to do things, right? They're not afraid to do something. They blow through red lights here at 45 and 50 miles an hour. Just say, good, they don't give a spit. So what I'm trying to tell you is that, I don't know what I'm trying to tell you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go back to the phone lines. Of course, on the phone line from the Bronx is the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And Sock, I'm going to just drop some names here. Virgil Ortiz, what's up with him? Is he going to fight Xander Zayas?
No, that fight apparently was offered to Zayas, at least verbally, when Virgil Ortiz's fight was canceled. But he'll be on the big card in Saudi against one of your favorite fighters, Makhachev, one who fought Terence Crawford recently. So that should be an interesting fight. Credit to Makhachev, I'm killing his name, for getting back in there with a tough opponent. Virgil Ortiz, we're going to see how much damage from the Baranchek fight that took out of him. So it's a very fascinating fight, fascinating fight.
Majority decision win that night. Max DeLuca had it even at 113. David Sutherland had the other guy 114, 112. And Weisfeld had it 114, 112. A majority decision win for Virgil Ortiz. But Virgil was walking around in a bit of a daze afterward. He looked concussed, all kinds of different issues. But he's beaten some good guys along the way. The biggest mistake, I think, in boxing in the past year, for the entire year of 2024, was the career of Kostya Zhu's son. I'm talking about Tim Zhu. Can you concur on that?
Well, that might be the error of the year by a corner. I mean, the million-dollar error.
Multi-million dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy could fill stadiums down there in Australia. I probably could draw here in the United States against a decent opponent, things like that. And they put him in with a guy that they didn't need to fight. They didn't need to fight a guy who was 6'5". Now, listen, I all props to you for taking on a guy on 2 weeks' notice that was 6'5". But you got to be an idiot. And then, of course, there was a fact with the factor where he got cut in the second round. They didn't call the fight. Didn't stop it. The corner messed up some more. Bottom line is, he was doomed. I mean, he was just doomed. And then the comeback fight, he gets lit up like a White House Christmas tree.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we overrated Tim Zhu, but the guy had star written all over him, he had decent look, the second generation, Hall of Fame father. And the guy could punch, and he fought in a reckless style that was really TV-friendly. You know, he got clipped once before, and he got up off the canvas. And like you said, the world right now, they are in a drought of punches, and Tim Zhu kind of checked all those boxes, but a mistake in the corner, bravery gone wrong, I mean, Tim Zhu's a warrior.
I don't think it was bravery. It was he was just doing his thing and what he was supposed to do. I mean, he's punching a clock, essentially, okay? And the corner failed him in a thousand different ways. The corner failed him. The doctor failed him. The referee failed him. I could just keep going. That poor guy, he was failed across the board.
Yeah, and now he looks like maybe he's done. I'm pretty sure he'll get back in the ring at some point. But you wonder if he's going to be just a shell of himself. And a guy that was ruined before he really got started.
You know what? Somebody just shot me an off-question subject because I popped off a little bit earlier. Pierce Morgan stunned when pundit says she has no empathy for slain healthcare CEO. Is that do people feel that way in the Bronx? Because that's the way people feel out here. We're sort of like, it was a statement, because nobody wants to see anybody get murdered this and that, but the guy was not the nicest guy in the entire world. I mean, some of the stuff that they did, that company was appalling.
There's a sentiment of a lot of people. Now, like you said, no one condones anyone getting, murdered like that. The family guy, feel bad for his family and his kids. But it was a shot, pardon the pun, against the establishment, and greed. Healthcare in this country is a debate that you can have until you go off the air twice.
Bro, I've been to other countries. I got sick in Colombia. They took care of me. I got sick in Colombia. I got sick in Panama. They took care of me. Where else did I get sick? I got sick in China. They took care of me. I never paid a dime. When I tried to pay some lady some money in China, some doctor, she almost wanted like the. I was insulting her. I kid you not. I said, let me leave you $100. Oh, nah! I mean, she was almost screamed at me. I mean, I couldn't believe it. She was insulted. We were trying to pay her. She didn't think anybody should get paid. In other words, she was getting her salary, and that's sufficient. But over here, it's all about more and more. Listen, people have to file for bankruptcy in this country because of medical bills. People have to go without food because of medical bills and things like that. It's not right, bro. It's the biggest country in the world, but yet, you know, and that company, the CEO that got whacked, they made $6 billion last year. $6 billion. $1 billion is $1,000 million.
And you know what? Maybe that's, you know, no disrespect to Bobby Thompson, but this could be the shot heard around the world because a story that came out was North Carolina's Atrium Health says it will forgive the deaths of 11,500 people. Less than a week after, the company had aggressively pursued former patients' medical debts, placing liens on their homes to collect their bills. So I guess, you know, maybe some CEOs out there, you know, rethinking how they do business.
You know, people laugh at California, but we don't have that problem here. We don't. For the most part, you can get medical care anywhere in California, no matter what your economic status is. And that's pretty cool. And if you can't pay for it, guess what? When Cuddy died, he owed the city and county of San Francisco $447,000.
Wow.
That's what it cost. That's when we found him here in the studio, unconscious, that kind of good stuff, and brought him back to life when the paramedics came. Basically, that's what it cost. $447,000. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks. $447,000. Cuddy, you walked out on your bill. You stiffed the city. Straight up, more with Socrates after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
New deals on last-minute holiday finds just dropped at Lowe's. Save $600 on a Whirlpool fingerprint-resistant stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator. Plus, Milo's Rewards members save $50 on an Allen & Roth Brighton pull-down kitchen faucet. Your choice of finishes for $79. Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now in our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
I do want to mention this before I go on with soccer. Somebody sent me a note this week via text, actually via email, and they talked about Pat Valentino. Did I know who Pat Valentino was? He was a heavyweight contender from San Francisco. Of course, he was the maitre d' at Skoma's, and the bottom line is, of course, he fought some great guys. He fought Ezra Charles, and I think he lost to Ezra Charles in 8 rounds, but at the end of the day, he was a great guy in the community. So one day after winning a Golden Glove title, I think in 1983, it was my second title, I had a limo, and I was pimping all around town. I had a couple girls in the car. I had some guys with me the whole 9 yards. We're having a good time. We go up to Skoma's. We have dinner the whole 9 yards, and Pat Valentino says to me, "Hey, Pedro, when's your next fight?" I said, "Oh, in about 8 or 9 weeks." He goes, "Maybe you'll be sober by then." Bottom line is, I stopped drinking. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. When people drop hints like that, you got to realize, man, that maybe you're stepping out of line. Of course, that was a long time ago, and I've drank it a little bit since then, but I haven't had any booze now. I haven't had a drink in better than 4 years, so I'm pretty happy about that. You are not that I was an alcoholic. I never had a drinking problem, per se, but it's in the family. And if it's in your blood, both your parents, your grandparents, this and that, if the alcohol goes all the way down the line, that and tobacco, you got to realize those are the two things you got to avoid in your life, tobacco and alcohol, and I have thus far. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the health report, let's talk about Saudi Arabia. Now, I'm not big on the turkey guy, you know that, of course, but Bob Arum and Golden Boy and a whole bunch of people are coming together, Matchroom as well, and Frank Warren have got this card going down. It looks like February 25th, Beedivev and Artur Beedivev, of course, the undisputed light heavyweight champion, undefeated in the once-beaten Dmitry Bivol, the former light heavyweight title holder of the World Boxing Association. Also on the same card, Daniel Dubois versus Joseph Parker. Wow. Carlos Adamas versus Hanna Shiraz, and Virgil Ortiz versus Israel Magomedov. Of course, also on the card, Joshua Buatsi. I think we had him on the show. I think he's a cruiserweight from the UK, versus Callum Smith. Shakur Stevens is on the card as well. Oh my God, make me want to go to sleep already. And I don't mean, listen, when Shakur puts you to sleep, he doesn't put you to sleep like boxers are supposed to, with their hands. He puts you to sleep with boredom. And that's just the way it is. Bottom line is, this looks like a pretty good card, though, with the exception of Shakur.
Ouch. He's fighting a guy in Floyd Schofield who a lot of people, he's one of Golden Boy's guys that after his last performance, Oscar De La Hoya gave him a C when he was put on camera, right, asking what was his thoughts. And he basically said, no, he's not ready for the big time yet. But I guess, you know, those dollars started making sense, and, you know, he's going to throw him in there against Shakur Stevenson. Good luck on him even winning a round. It's a good card. It's a very good card. The rematch of Better BF and B-Ball is tremendous. And the crossroads fight between the two hottest fighters in the heavyweight division right now, Daniel Dubois and Joseph Parker, the resurgence of Joseph Parker. Daniel Dubois looked like a 6'3", 6'4", Mike Tyson against Anthony Joshua. You know, so I can't wait for that one. That's a really, really good fight that could be a main event on its own. And
but beating Joshua, knowing what Joshua's about as far as the receiving end of that, and you can punch this net, you've got some confidence, you walk straight to Anthony Joshua. And, of course, Dubois ended up stopping him. I thought it was a great fight of the year as far as – that was a fight of the year as far as heavyweight is concerned. I thought, what do you think?
That was a slugfest. I mean, it was what was my man when they had the fight in Puerto Rico? George Foreman, when I sent him into becoming a preacher.
Jimmy Young or Ron Lyle?
Yes, you know, it was that type of fight. And – Dubois showed some guts because he was on his way out, and then he caught a careless Joshua and put his lights out. You know, it was a really entertaining fight. Joseph Parker is a different animal, though. Joseph Parker knows how to box. He's about the same height, so it's going to be an interesting matchup.
And he's tasted defeat already, and that's what's sort of good is that he isn't undefeated, and he knows he's got to step it up. I mean, since he was beaten, he's gotten better.
Yeah, you know, Andy Lee and him are really clicking. Andy Lee, part of that Emmanuel Stewart legacy.
Man, I'll say this. He's a good trainer and all that kind of good stuff, but these people kept telling me he was an uncrowned middleweight champion, all that kind of good stuff. I think that's a big exaggeration.
Emmanuel Stewart was really high on Andy Lee. He thought he was going to be his
his
next
white
star,
golden boy.
Yeah, it just never panned out. I mean, he had a good career. You know, I believe he had a version of the IBF title or something. He had a good war. I remember, I thought that he kind of got jobbed against Kid Chocolate. I think it was a draw.
You know what, though? Emmanuel fell in love with a couple of fighters, and that wasn't all the best for him. I think Andy Lee was one of them, and the other one was Octavio Lara. Octavio Lara was this amateur champion that Emmanuel must have put $1 million into. I kid you not, over the years, he supported him for better than 10 years, a family, the whole nine yards. At least is what Emmanuel told me. And then when he turned pro, the guy discovered sex and girlfriends, and that was the end of his really pro career. What? Daniel, don't laugh. Daniel's laughing in the other room. Bottom line is, that's what happened to Daniel as well. He discovered sex and his career was over. I mean, well, being frank with you. And you brought up George Foreman. You know, George Foreman and I go back to a place at 312 Leavenworth here in San Francisco. I used to sit in the stands and watch him when he was he won the Golden Gloves and he won the Olympics. And he was training, I think, as the heavyweight champion of the world. He came here to town and he was beating up guys the size of Daniel and you and me. I mean, he was just a bully. He was just beating up everybody. I mean, little guys. And he hit them in the back of the head like he did Joe Frazier. That's the way he sparred. He was just an animal, okay? Just a nasty guy. And then he went to Africa, Zaire, Africa, and he brought those two German shepherds with him. Of course, the only ones that had German shepherds in Africa were the slave owners, so that didn't endure him to the Africans. That's why they came up with Ali Boumaye. In other words, Ali kill him. But the bottom line is, he had that fight that you talked about in Puerto Rico where he said he saw God. And I'm willing to believe that he did, because there's a metamorphosis of sorts has taken place with George Foreman. George Foreman was a scowling a-hole. He was the worst guy to ever be around. And I asked him about that one time, and he said to me it was all about him seeing God. So I want to say that a lot of people I consider full of spit when they tell me that, but George, I'm down with.
Yeah, I remember, you know, my dad told me the same thing. He was a nasty guy, and he talked about turning your life around. And he's one of the few sports heroes we still have around, man. I mean, I had mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. A lot of our sports heroes are passing away, and George Foreman, I mean, he's more known for the grill. You know,
let me tell you about that grill. Let me tell you about that grill. Okay, Roy Foreman sort of gave me the hustle on that. Okay, that's his brother. George figured out how to put a grill and a cord together, and that basically was the beginning of that. Okay, and he ended up getting, I thought it was $5 million, and Larry Merchant told me it was $25 million, and then somebody told me it was $35 million, but the bottom line is, he got many millions of dollars for that, more props to him, but at the beginning, it was just like a real primitive thing with a cord hanging out of it.
And the rest is history, man. He made a lot of bread.
Hey, I have one. Do you have one?
Of course. I've had that probably about 20 years, and it's still great. I mean, it was a savior to a lot of single men. The easiest thing to use.
You know, yeah, you can cook steaks on that baby. Anything goes on that one, man. Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, the guy in the heavyweight division that I am really, really high on is a guy by the name of Martin Bacoli. He's 21-1, okay? He's been stopped one time. He's got 16 KOs. But the one stoppage loss he had was early on to Michael Hunter, I guess Michael Bounty Hunter, Bounty Hunter's kid, and that took place over in York Hall, Bethel Green, wherever the hell, I think that's in Ireland, or in Scotland. But the bottom line is, I think this guy can fight. I think he can fight. I think that if he's on the right path, I think he can beat everybody. Of course, he beat Jared Anderson last time inside the distance in five rounds, and that was impressive to me. But, you know, he beat Carlos Takam before that. I think he's the sleeping dog in the heavyweight division.
Some guys, you know what? I think I'll co-sign that. He's from the Congo. He's a big dude. He hasn't fought, though, since that Jared Anderson fight. You want to see him. You wish he was a little bit more active. He's 6'6", and he's not a stiff. You know, I mean, he's 32 years old. I think he's really going to be a player in 2025. Maybe him and Zhang or somebody like that. You know, that could be a fight down the road. But I'm with you. I definitely like the way he fights. He cleaned Jared Anderson's clock. who was, you know, talking about retirement and the pressure.
No. Jared Anderson, here's what's happened. This is why Jared Anderson lost the fight. He couldn't take his emotional support dog in the ring with him. I'm not laughing at his emotional issues and things like that, but that's what it was. He couldn't take his dog into the ring with him, so he fell apart and he lost. Bottom line is, I had Bacoli on the show about a month and a half ago, and the guy's a good talker, and, you know, I mean, I think the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think he might be one of the unsung heroes as far as heavyweight's concerned. But he's not a guy that's going to bring a lot of glamour to the game. I mean, he's going to come in there, he's going to knock people down and knock people out. 21-1, 16 KOs.
I think there's a lot of good fights left, a lot of good matchups in him, you know. But like I say, he's got to be active. I mean, boxing, to me, you don't get better by not fighting. I mean, whoever his manager is, get this guy back in the ring. He hasn't fought in a long time, you know. Let's get him on TV. I mean, and he knocks people out, and that's what people want to see. So. Okay.
The pound-for-pound fighter in the world, the best fighter pound-for-pound in the world, of course, is obviously Noah Inouye. Who's the best puncher in the world? I'll give you some time to think about that, because the bottom line is, you know, I mean, right now there isn't anybody in the heavyweight division that resembles Ernie Shavers. There isn't anybody at middleweight that resembles Marvin Hagler, this and that. Everybody's like, back to this. Did Floyd Mayweather convince all these guys to box safely? Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, there is a generation of fighters that grew up watching Floyd Mayweather and idolizing to a certain extent. The best puncher, pound for pound, is probably the guy who's the best fighter in the world, in no way. Canelo has kind of lost his power. Age has caught up to him. Arthur Beterbiev is probably, you know, I think he's got the highest knockout percentage, so he's there.
Bam! Rodriguez, Jesse Rodriguez. I think pound for pound, he can whack.
Absolutely. He's must-watch TV. Like I said, if we're kind of happy to, that shows you where we're at. You know, that shows you, right. Triple G retired. So the middleweight division is right now as slim as it's ever been.
Did we dismiss the abilities or the star power of Triple G, or was the fact that he got burned in that first fight with Canelo in the minds of a lot of people? Somehow his career he sort of like just faded off into obscurity.
You know, it depends how you want to look at it. At one point, he was very avoided, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he's got a lot of wins against guys that are like, okay, you know. I think it's 50-50, man. I thought he won the first fight against Canelo, like a lot of other people did. And then in the last fight, which is really just anticlimactic, the guy did not want to engage. He wanted to kind of just finish on his feet. Before that, he got a gift against Devchenko. So, you know, I like Triple G. I thought he brought a lot of excitement to the game. I think you could be on any answer that you can give, you can make an argument for.
Okay. Before I let you go, you know, I've been put on medication, and I'm under the guidance of a internet doctor, a Facebook doctor, my Facebook friend. We'll call him Dr. Kirk, because I'm suffering from Devin Haney derangement syndrome. So I've been told by my doctor that I can't write anything negative or say anything negative about Haney for 30 days. I think I got about 24 days left. Can you say something for me?
I'm afraid to get sued by the Haneys. I'm not messing with him.
He's undefeated. Last time I saw him, he was down 4 times in 1 round.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough sell to revamp Mr. Haney, despite having the undefeated record.
Undefeated Devin Haney. I can't say no more. See, I'm talking positive. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sock, kiss the kids, hug the wife, and talk soon.
Thank you, my brother. All the best.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 57 and a half minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I'm watching clocks around me. The power went out. As I said, somebody vandalized the basement, and like the power was off for a couple hours. The entire building went down. So whoever that guy was, how come you didn't get electrocuted? That's all I'm asking. I mean, if you're gonna screw up the building and put everybody out of power, this and that, at least we can come in and find you laying there on the floor in a puddle with electrocuted. I mean, that would have been the best way. I hate to put it to you like this, but that's just it, man. I'm tired of this stuff. I go all over San Francisco, and I watch these people destroying the city. And it's destroying the city, and of course, we've got a new mayor coming in. Maybe things will change, but I'm telling you, just watching people just... There's lawlessness. I mean, I was a policeman here in San Francisco. We used to have law and order here in the city by the bay. I kid you not. Now it's like shoot out at the OK Corral. You hear crazy stuff, and then in the Tenderloin, you're driving home, you hear gunshots and things like that. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you want to visit San Francisco? Maybe not now. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. December 14th, Saturday night, ESPN. Jaime Munguia, of course, out of Tijuana, the pride of Tijuana, once beaten fighter, lost to Canelo Alvarez, pretty decisive decision to loss, no doubt about it. Taking on a guy named Bruno Cerezo. That's going to be in TJ December 14th on ESPN, of course. The same day, the zone's going to go with a guy by the name of, oh my God, Mujahedin Abdulmuminov versus Ricardo Espinoza. Ricardo Espinoza is the WBA interim 122-pound title December 14th. DAZN's going again with Alexis Roca versus Raul Carrillo. And, of course, the 15th, Dillian White versus Ebenezer Tata. Those guys are heavyweights. That's going to be on DAZN as well. December 21st, of course, the World Heavyweight Championship going down in Saudi Arabia. Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury. Size matters to two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports that is at the upper echelon, and I think that Tyson Fury, based on the fact that he's 6'9" and he's got his act together here, and he hasn't been doing any cocaine, hasn't been doing any booze. In other words, he cleaned up his act, not smoking weed. Bottom line is, I think that Tyson Fury's gonna lick Oleg Usyk like a stamp next week. And if I'm wrong, I'll be wrong. But the bottom line is, I don't think so. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Please tune in for the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, where I will have my spit together, I promise you. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, Sundays live on Sports Byline. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. I don't care what the books are playing,